So look, here's the thing. I want to talk about content creators and this idea of audience over community. Now, if you spent any time with me on Clubhouse last year, you're going to know that this is one of the big topics that I keep talking about. And it's the reason why a smaller creator with maybe 100,000 subscribers on YouTube or similar on another platform can actually be making more money and have a much stronger long-term career than someone with 1-2 million subscribers. And there's a few reasons for this. The first one that we're going to cover is the monetization aspect. And then the second one is going to be talking about the longevity and the overall success of a creator's career. So the first element, as I said, is monetization. Many brand deal campaigns are actually paid either outright per conversion, or there's certainly an incentive to the creator, the more people sign up, purchase, download, whatever the call to action might be. And so as a marketer, as an advertiser, we do the same thing at the agency. The core metric that we're often looking at is, have we made our clients money? And so if a creator has a big audience and they look like a great candidate, sure, they're likely to get that first brand deal. But if the actual conversion rate from the campaign was very, very low, they're unlikely to be invited back to do more work because it's proven to be an investment that isn't worthwhile. So as a creator, to be most successful on a monetization level, you're looking at an audience that needs to convert. Now, part of that is just about making sure that the deals that you take resonate with your audience. But the second thing is about building trust. So the reason that influencers are incredibly valuable in marketing isn't so much about their audience. It's not about their publishing platform. It's about the trust that they have. That's what separates it from TV or paid media buying. Is not only are you buying access to that person's audience, but you're also buying their endorsement or certainly their likeness in association with your brand. Now, if you have a very large community, or should I say a very large audience, I'll get onto this in a minute, then you're going to have a very large amount of reach. But the question is how engaged are those people? And this is one big issue that I see quite often with TikTok content creators, as well as other people that make very viral content. They have very good reach, but very low brand recall. Not many people actually know who these influencers are. So for example, even if you have 2-3 million followers on TikTok, you need to ask yourself, if we went through and asked all 3 million people who their number one TikTok influencer or content creator is, how many people are actually going to say your name? They know you, but how well are they engaged with the content that you're producing? How well do they really connect with your brand? And equally, do they identify with other members of your audience? Is there a community feel? And this is where community becomes incredibly valuable. If you're able to take that audience and create community, now that can be through silly things like coming up with a name for your community, but actually it's deeper than that. It's about understanding that as a creator of any size, not only are you a publisher, but you are also a public figure. And there's a necessity to interact with your audience, with your community, to spark some sense of collaboration, some sense of trust. And if the community trusts you, then your brand deals are going to be more successful. And that's why it's critical on a monetization standpoint. From a longevity standpoint, this stands true as well. Big issue that we see with TikTok is the whim of the algorithm controls how many views you get. And even very established creators have periods where they have a smaller number of views. And one of the big solutions to this is don't limit yourself to one platform. Don't allow one platform to monopolize your audience. So if you're on TikTok, build your following on Instagram. Or if you're on Twitch, build an audience on YouTube. And the reason that this is so important is because it diversifies your portfolio. Not only does it decrease the risk overall of something going wrong and destroying the audience that you've built, but actually it's another asset altogether. It's another channel of communication that you can use to share your content and build a wider audience. Now, if people only see you once or twice in your For You page on TikTok, or perhaps you come up in their suggested once or twice on YouTube, what are the chances that they're going to then pick up their phone and go and follow you on Instagram, even if there's a really good call to action? It's actually relatively low. But if you have a community that sees value in what you're providing and recognizes that you are not just a source of entertainment, let's say, that they could get from 99 other places. Instead, you have a unique insight, or you have a unique angle, or you're producing something that is better or different than everyone else. And this is where I think like community discords Patreons and a lot of things in this space are incredibly powerful tools. If you can convince someone to literally get out their credit card and pay you money on Patreon for very little in return, then you're doing something right. If you are such a either a thought leader in the education space or such a good entertainer that people want to join a community Discord server to discuss with each other and share things and build that sense of community, then you're doing something right. And you need to ask yourself, how many of your audience just see you as a creator that is creating content that will appear in their feed on whatever social media platform it might be that they may consume or may not consume? And how many of your audience actively seek out your content? How many of your audience, if you didn't post for a month, how many of those people would tweet you and ask when the next piece of content's coming? How clear, how impactful is the emotion that people feel when they watch your content? And building community is really critical there. So I want to take a little look at what communities are, how we can define them, and then how you as a creator can go about building a community. And I think it's important to consider that communities can be very, very different. So if you look at like business to consumer and retail brands like Starbucks, there's a very clear community that sits within their customer base. So if you look at like every Starbucks customer as being part of their audience, and then the people that are really engaged are then members of that community. So you don't have to have everyone in your audience be part of that community, and you can still monetize and be incredibly successful with your audience, but the community is going to allow you to take that to the next level. If we transition that into content creation, then you've got people like Dream who have very, very strong audiences and communities behind them. Dream's audience is much bigger than his core community is. But, you know, right at like the core of that community, you have people that are very, very passionate about him and his work. And so it's a sliding scale. You can have people that are at the heart of the community, moving outwards towards the edge of the community, and then the people who just have a fleeting interest with your content. At the same time on Twitch, let's say, if you're live streaming, you're going to have that community of people that come back every time. And names that are recognized not only by you as a streamer, but also by other members of the audience. And that level of recognition is something that I really want to touch upon. So we've got to ask ourselves, right, what is community? So I think there's quite a few elements to this. The first one being there's got to be multiple channels. And what I mean by this is these are people that are engaging with you on multiple platforms. So this could be YouTube, it could be live streaming, or, you know, it could be something like a Discord or maybe even a Substack. And the reason for this is because these are people that are not just enjoying your content in one format or another, but they're actually finding value in yourself or your vision or the way that you produce content, as well as the overall ideology that the community stands for. The second element I think is pretty important, and that's that communication has to be bi-directional. And this also plays into the idea of power dynamics. So what I mean by this is, as a creator, communication is often one way. You are producing content that is then being consumed by your audience. The idea of community is that there's, yeah, this level of bi-directional communication. And on a very simple level, that might literally mean that you are in a Discord community and you interact with people, or you're responding to comments or something like that. More importantly is this idea of power dynamic. Let's just take a community Discord server, for example, whether that be based around your live stream or your YouTube or whatever content you're producing. Is it an environment where people are talking amongst themselves and then you come in, provide some information, and all of a sudden everybody looks up at that like it's the final truth? Or, you know, are you as a content creator in a position of power able to have mature debates effectively with your audience? I think this is even more true for learning and information communities, where you're going to have other people that are as, if not more experienced than you are, who can provide input. So in that regard, there's this sense of shared ownership. I think that's really interesting, shared ownership. Also important, though, is the fact, does your community self-describe? And this is based on the idea that people who are in a community should be aware of it, right? So did they opt in, or did they in some way feel special? If people just consider themselves to be engaged with your content, chances are you haven't yet felt that true sense of community. I think if we go back to the Starbucks example,
the vast majority of people that we'd categorize as being in that community would very much identify as being a devoted fan of Starbucks. And it's the same thing. Do these people just think they're engaging with you on different platforms, or do they recognize that sense of community? And I think the next level of that is finite limits of community. So to be a successful community, or to really fit this definition of community, are there limits? Are there edges? So once again, it's a sliding scale. On Twitch, it might just be people that are returning 3-4 streams in a row, or you may define it as how people recognize their names and know who they are. But I think this is also what's very powerful about Substacks, about Discord servers, about Patreons. You can very clearly say that this is the day that somebody opted. And I think, you know, the next part of this that's quite important is the idea of how do you build community? And the most important thing is you can't. Community is something, as we said, it has to be self-described. It has to be bi-directional. It's not something that you as a content creator can just set up. Going out, launching a Patreon, going out, setting up a community Discord server does not build a community for you. It provides a vehicle, it provides a medium that that community can live on. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to sit and do absolutely nothing. In management, we often have the idea of management is about prescribing something and expecting people to follow it or act in a certain way, compared to leadership, which is about leading by example. And this is very much the same thing. So go ahead and create the medium for your community. That could be Discord, it could be Patreon, it could be a Substack, a newsletter, whatever's relevant for your niche. And then from there, what you're effectively going to want to do is set an example, provide information, right? You know, be accessible. It's all about showing that you want to engage with your community and take direction as well. So if the community wants to go off in a different direction, like, for example, talking more about a particular niche area of the content that you produce. So let's say you're producing content around business and marketing. If your community wants to really focus on paid media, let them. You know, it can even be a very strong indicator of the kind of content that you should be producing. And over time, this will develop. And this is the reason that small creators, when they begin to do things like name their audiences or prescribe the values and the catchphrases of a community, it just doesn't work. These are things that evolve naturally. So you have to be conscious about what you're doing, but at the same time, you've really got to understand that it is a process that is out of your hands. You can nurture it and you can help guide people, but whatever you do, don't force community, because then you go all the way back to square one. Really, really valuable topic, I think, and something that so many creators don't realize. And as I said, this sense of community is not only going to help you a stronger audience that is retained for longer and is more engaged with your content, you're also going to be able to have almost like focus groups of what content you're producing and guidance, ideas. Monetization is going to be much easier, and you'll be paid far more for any brand deals, sponsorships, partnerships that you do. But also there's an enhanced sense of longevity. So your brand is going to last longer because people are not reliant purely upon the content that you're distributing to maintain a relationship with you. And that's why community is so, so valuable. So if you have any questions, let me know. I'm more than happy to do a follow-up video.